you've been watching March Madness, you have probably been doing it on CBS, TNT, TBS, or True TV. Those networks have the rights to the games until 2024. But if you're a regular sports fan, chances are you do a lot of your sports TV viewing on regional sports networks like Fox Sports Arizona or Fox Sports Midwest or Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. Those networks have become a very important source of revenue for the teams whose games they broadcast. And if you pay for cable, you're probably paying more for your regional sports network than almost any other channel. Neil Pilson is a sports industry consultant. He's the former president of CBS Sports. He joins us from New York to talk about this. And Neil, local team games used to air on local TV stations. People could watch them over the air for free until these regional cable sports networks cropped up in the 70s. How did they get started?
What happened was, frankly, it was Madison Square Garden that began the process in the mid-1970s by carrying the games from the Garden on a small local network just in the New York area. Everyone soon realized that local teams, with the loyalty that they had with fans in their city and their regional market, could support a full-time television network.
And how widespread are these regional networks at this point on cable? How many markets have them? All of them?
Well, almost all the markets are served by them. Just about every professional team is on a regional sports network. And I would hazard the guess there are probably 35 or perhaps even 40 regional sports networks scattered around the country.
And what kind of revenue does it bring in for the teams themselves? Do the teams always own these networks?
No. As a matter of fact, generally the teams do not own the networks. The teams get a guaranteed rights fee over a long term. In some cases, the teams have started their own networks. There's an element of risk there because they have to sell their own advertising. They have to negotiate clearance deals with local cable systems. So there are some teams like the New York Yankees, the Mets, the Los Angeles Dodgers. There are a number of teams that either own or have a majority interest in their regional networks. But for the most part, they're owned by companies like Fox, Comcast, and they pay the teams a rights fee, and the teams just bank the money.
Who are the losers in all of this?
There are no losers. The fans get 162 games if you're a baseball fan, or 82 games if you're a basketball or hockey fan. They do pay for that privilege.
Yeah, they've got to have cable. They can't just watch it on free over-the-air television.
That's true. You might say that people without cable are the losers here. But interestingly enough, folks that do not own or subscribe to either cable or satellite aren't of real significance to the advertisers and sponsors. Right now, there are over 100 million homes that have cable or satellite out of a total of 117 million. And most of the people that don't have either one are either cord cutters or, frankly, live in areas where they can't be serviced and don't care to be serviced because satellite can reach almost everybody.
Now, in the industry right now, we're watching some networks and some important ones, including HBO, decide to be available to people who don't pay for cable. Do you expect that the same thing might happen with sports channels, that somehow they will make every Yankee game available online streaming? You won't need to have cable and you won't need to access these kinds of regional sports networks.
Well, we're certainly moving in that direction, but I don't think it's going to happen very quickly. And I don't think most people are going to want to watch the games on a mobile device or an iPad. I think the value of the 54-inch high-definition television screen is still paramount. So I don't think that trend is going to change the fabric of regional sports networks. And I think the fact that current deals are being made in the 15 to 20-year range indicate a level of confidence on the part of the industry that these regional networks are going to survive.
Neil Pilson, with the importance of these regional sports networks that have been around now for several decades, how much do teams care about actually filling up their stadiums with fans?
Oh, they still care. First of all, it's embarrassing to have your games televised. Cleveland is going through this now. They have a very large new stadium, and they don't have a lot of people. They're hoping this year to turn that around. Teams have a built-in incentive to sell tickets and to promote people coming to the arena. It's not just tickets. It's parking. It's food. It's beverages. So the teams don't sit back and just take their check from regional sports networks and ignore the revenue opportunities generated by ticket sales.
What does it mean for the big players, the CBS Sports of the world, the ESPNs, the national networks?
Well, you're talking about a different business. The national networks continue to do very well. The secret is that they talk to a different audience. When a national network broadcasts a baseball game, it's usually a game of the week, and that's sold across the country. Frankly, the budgets for sponsors are separated between what they pay for national sports and what they pay for local sports. So each one serves a different audience, a different market. And frankly, today, given the level of support and the level of enthusiasm from the American population, the American audience, all of sports is doing exceptionally well. I mean, look at the increases that soccer is getting both here and in Great Britain, and the strength of the NFL and the NBA. I say often that television is simply a mirror. It reflects the tastes and the appetite of the American public. And right now, the public almost has an insatiable interest in sports. You have dozens and dozens of sports channels. I grew up in an era and was in business when there were three of us, CBS, NBC, and ABC. And we thought it was a tough business. It's incredibly more complex and difficult today.
So what's America's pastime at this point? Is it still baseball?
Well, NFL is really the flashpoint today. It is the interest in the NFL is 12 months a year. They have their own national channel.
But they don't have nearly as many games.
They don't need as many games. Look at the NFL today dominating the sports headlines with a free agency and combine and draft. The NFL is a 12-month enterprise now, and considering they only have 16 regular season games, they generate by far the largest TV ratings and revenues.
And you think that will continue for some time to come?
I don't see anybody challenging them. It's not baseball. Hockey has a secure niche, but they're not going to grow to the stature of the NFL. The NBA is doing exceptionally well, but they see most of their growth overseas, and I agree with that. Soccer is doing well here in the U.S., but interestingly enough, the ratings are higher for European soccer than they are for U.S. soccer.
Interesting.
So I don't see anybody challenging the NFL anytime soon.
That's Neil Pilson, the former president of CBS Sports, now a sports industry consultant. Neil Pilson, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Robin,
yes.
Your favorite sport is?
To watch, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, right now, I would say college basketball.
It is fantastic.
Except when Northeastern did not take a shot, poor
guys. But you
guys,
still enjoyed
in
watching that.
Week.
I saw you jumping up and down in the office. Please do it. Well, let us know what your favorite sport to watch is. Are you an NFL junkie, as Neil Pilson says many Americans are, or basketball, baseball, soccer?
Soccer coming
croquet?
Up.
Croquet? Yeah. Let us know, hereandnow.org.